Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Did a story not so long ago about civil asset forfeiture money disappearing. And it happens a lot. In fact, it happens so often that I'm starting to think, have I done this story yet? How about this one? Well, Todd sent me notes and said, Steve, check this out from Fox17.com out of Tennessee. $27,000 of seized cash missing from Tennessee Police Department and other issues found. I've said this before. I'm convinced it's true. Carve it in stone. When you tell law enforcement they can keep the money they seize, when they seize it and they get to spend it, they look at it and they go, hey, it's kind of like found money. We don't have to be careful how we spend it. To the point where if it goes missing, who cares? We didn't have it yesterday. We don't have it tomorrow. What's the difference? $27,000 is gone. So Cindy Murphy wrote the story. The Tennessee Comptroller's Office has reported that $27,000 is missing from an evidence room at the Livingston Police Department. An investigation by the Tennessee Comptroller's Office, working in conjunction with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, has found numerous other issues within the Livingston Police Department. Notably, first of all, $27,000 is missing, and that's seized cash. It's missing from the evidence room. The evidence room. The police chief, evidence custodian, and a former captain all had access to the room during the period of the investigation. Both the evidence custodian and the former captain stated they had at times borrowed cash for personal purchases and would later pay back the borrowed funds. So they treated evidence as if it was a bank for no interest loans. And that is insanity, because evidence by its very nature means that you put it in a room and anytime you remove it or handle it, you log it because it's evidence. If it's not evidence, you could put it in a bank. So the fact that it's in an evidence room by necessity means it's evidence. So the fact that they take some out and put some back in, they've now tampered with evidence. So imagine if this money for some reason had to be brought into court and they said, okay, let's discuss the chain of custody. And they were truthful. We took it from the defendant. We put it in the room. A week later, I borrowed some of it. 2 weeks later, I put that money back. Then we brought it to court today. There it is. Most of it's the money that we got off him. Some of it's the money I put back after borrowing some. What? It's not how evidence works. Investigators also cited instances of poor security, inaccurate evidence records, and improper storage of evidence. In one instance, an inmate trustee gained access to the evidence room. Sure, why not? Investigators also determined the department's drug fund was misused. Specifically, the police chief improperly deposited at least $352,000 into the drug fund that had been derived from the sale of various department vehicles. So he sold a department vehicle and put the money into the drug fund. These are not permitted drug fund revenues under state law. The board of mayor and aldermen also voted in favor of selling the equipment and the improper placement of the proceeds into the drug fund. You might say, Steve, wait, let's stop for a second. The board of mayor and aldermen voted in favor of selling the equipment and improperly placing the proceeds into the drug fund. Why would they do that? In addition, the chief improperly received $41,000 in reimbursements from the drug fund. I guess there's extra money in there for some weird reason. These included travel reimbursements and reimbursements for meals he purchased for inmates. These reimbursements should have been paid from the town's general fund. The results of the investigation have been communicated to the Office of the District Attorney General of the 13th Judicial District in Tennessee. This report underscores the importance of good record keeping and security procedures for law enforcement evidence, said Comptroller Mumpower. The man's name is Mumpower, M-U-M-P-O-W-E-R, Comptroller Mumpower. Because the police chief failed to safeguard evidence room access and establish a periodic inventory of evidence, investigators were unable to locate $27,000 of missing cash, and it says at least $27,000, meaning there might be more. And by the way, you don't actually need to have a periodic inventory of evidence if the evidence room is secure. Think about that. There's a room. It's secure. There's one person who opens and closes that door and locks it. Anytime anybody brings anything in, that person opens, closes the door, etc., etc. You wouldn't need to do an inventory because nothing could ever happen to it. But obviously, if you do an inventory and stuff is missing, something's being done incorrectly. So meanwhile, there's been an investigative report that you can see it's posted online. And then they give you a phone number here and it says, if you suspect fraud, waste, or abuse of public money in the state, call the comptroller's toll-free hotline or you can file a report online. The comptroller, who by the way is Comptroller Mumpower, he's got a toll-free hotline you can call to report fraud, waste, or abuse of public money. And you know things might be bad when your state sets up a toll-free number for you to report fraud, waste, or abuse of public money. But we also already know things are quite bad there in Livingston, Tennessee, because they've lost at least $27,000 from the evidence room. And the police and others with access to the room admit that they borrow money from it from time to time, but they pay it back. And that's the kind of thing where you really, I mean, this is like Chief Wiggum stuff. I mean, this is really how bad this is. You would think that a police officer would understand the concept of evidence. So let's suppose that there's a $100 bill around here somewhere. Okay? Here's a $100 bill. What it's doing there, I have no idea. And let's suppose this is evidence. This is a $100 bill that's important. We took it off the defendant and it was marked or something. There's something special about this. We're going to use this in trial. Okay? So we put it in the evidence room and it goes into a locker right there and it goes right there. Okay? Later on, someone needs to borrow $100. They come in, they grab that hundo, they take it out, do something with it. A week later when they get paid, they go, oh, I got to put the $100 back. They put back $100. It ain't the same $100 bill. Now, we talked before about how some things in life are fungible. Fungible, meaning that if I owe you $5, it doesn't matter which $5 I give you. I can give you five ones, I can give you a five. But the money's fungible. Evidence is not fungible, even though a $100 bill in other contexts might be. The moment it becomes evidence, it is no longer fungible. So when a police officer takes the $100 bill out of the evidence room and dissipates it and replaces it with something else, that is tampering with evidence. So there should be an avalanche of charges brought against all of these people for mishandling evidence. And by the way, anybody who's on trial in this county, their evidence is in the same room that's being used as the informal bank account for the police and whoever else wants to borrow money. You can have a field day with that if your defense attorney gets a hold of this information and cross-examines the right people in front of the jury. Okay, let's get this straight. This evidence that you just brought in here and introduced against my client, is that in the same room that you guys borrow stuff from all the time? How secure is that? You know, it's crazy. So this is a bizarre case, but at the heart of it is $27,000 of seized cash that just disappeared, meaning most likely somebody borrowed it and just forgot to pay it back. And it's actually better than that. They borrowed it and realized nobody's going to ask for it back. Oops. And somebody noticed it's missing. So there's your problem. So it's a great story. Cindy Murphy wrote it. Todd sent it. Thanks a lot, Todd. Fox17.com. $27,000 of seized cash missing from Tennessee Police Department and other issues have been found. Bizarre. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Back up my hard drive. How do I put it in reverse?